If someone borrows a kli from his friend, a utensil before Yom Tov, then karagla ashol, then it takes on the borrower's tchum, because it was before Yom Tov he borrowed it. But Yom Tov, but if he borrows it on Yom Tov itself, karagla hamashol, then it takes on the lender's tchum. Yeah, that makes sense. Aisha sheshala mechaverta tavlin umayim umelach leisata. So if a woman borrows something from her friend to make, like she borrows spices or water or salt, and she's going to cook these things into a dish, harayli karagle shtein, then it takes on the dish after it's cooked, takes on the tchum of both of them. So the dish is only allowed to go where they both go, because now they're both contributing into that dish. This is obviously assuming that she borrowed it on Yom Tov. If she borrowed it before Yom Tov, it would become, you know, the borrowers, it would take on the borrower's tchum. Rabbi Yehuda poita b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says water doesn't count. Mibnei she'ein b'hen mamash. That water, there's no like substance to water. So water doesn't play a part in this process. If one person lends water to the other one, doesn't restrict the movement of the borrower's dish that the borrower cooks.
The dish or the water?
The water is going to be cooked into
words,
the dish.
That utensil is now free.
So, because the water, according to Rabbi Huda, the loch is not like him, but according to Rabbi Huda, water doesn't have mamashes, and so it can't restrict the movement of the dish that the water is cooked into.